Israel's internal battles are often associated with clashes between faiths, but this week attention has shifted to a stoush within the country's state religion, Judaism, firmly along gender lines. Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews have clashed with police in the last few days in the town of Beit Shemesh on the outskirts of Jerusalem. They were throwing eggs and stones, setting rubbish bins on fire, and as a result, a police officer was injured. The community, who make up about 10% of the Israeli population, wants segregation of the sexes and the enforcement of modest dress for women. The Israeli government has pretty much rejected that flatly, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu authorising police to arrest anyone who engages in violence, and the President Shimon Peres being even more forthright, encouraging Israelis to rally against ultra-Orthodox Jews, saying, quote, "The entire nation must be recruited in order to save the majority from the hands of a small minority." It's also infuriated secular Israelis, many of whom have been protesting overnight, taking to the streets. Among them was Ruth Iglash, who's a correspondent with the Jerusalem Post and joins me now from Israel. Thanks very much for being there.
Hi, good morning.
You've just returned from the protest, I understand. What did you see?
The protest was held tonight exactly in the neighbourhood where ultra-Orthodox residents of the city have been trying for the last few years to make changes to impose their ideological beliefs on other residents. I would say close to 1,000 people from within Beit Shemesh and around Beit Shemesh turned out to protest. Many were holding signs and chanting slogans saying that they didn't want Beit Shemesh to become the next Tehran. There was one or two incidences between the protesters and the ultra-Orthodox people who live nearby, but a heavy police presence prevented there from being any real violent clashes.
So when you say incidents, what sort of things do you mean?
Some of the ultra-Orthodox came out from their houses to watch the protest, and a few of them, chanted provocative, made some provocative statements, and the protesters tried to reach them, to argue with them, but the police formed a line and stood between protesters and the ultra-Orthodox people.
Now, all the reporting seems to suggest that the ultra-Orthodox communities make up about 10% of the population. That's not an insignificant percentage. How isolated would you say they are, though, within Israeli society and Israeli politics?
I think it's important to point out that today, one of the developments that happened today was that some groups of ultra-Orthodox Jews spoke out against the extremists. They said that they don't represent them. And within the community itself is divided. It's not everyone from the ultra-Orthodox who's calling for segregation and for women to dress modestly. There are some very extremist elements who believe that that's how Judaism should be, that people should be dressed modestly, that men and women should not interact, and that women's voices should not be heard in a public forum. But I would say those are the minority within that 10% minority.
You'd say that's a fringe then within the ultra-Orthodox community?
That's what people are saying now. That's what people are saying now. They're saying that this is not what's written in the Torah. This is not how God has directed us. And this is really just a very small group from within the ultra-Orthodox community. While I was at the demonstration tonight, I actually wandered over to the neighborhood where the ultra-Orthodox live, and found myself talking to a woman, an ultra-Orthodox woman, who gave her name as Leah. And she said to me that she didn't feel threatened. As a woman, she didn't feel threatened by the ultra-Orthodox. She said that it was just a very small minority from within her community that were attempting to impose their views on even on her and on other people within her community.
So what do you think has spurred them into action lately?
I think what has made this flare up is that for many, many years, these fringe elements within the ultra-Orthodox have been trying to intimidate other people within their community, and their voices, like all extremists, are louder than everyone else, and so that's what we hear. And I think that also they've crossed a red line this time, because this is not the first time that we're in Israel that we're seeing protests from the ultra-Orthodox community. We saw it a few years ago when the mayor of Jerusalem tried to open a parking lot on Shabbat, on the Jewish Sabbath, and there were protests in Jerusalem, but it didn't bring out such a such emotion from the Israeli mainstream. Now this extremist group is trying to sideline women and remove them from public life, and that's just one step too far, because women, obviously, in Israel make up about 50% of the population, and women's rights groups are not going to take this. As well as the protest tonight, there's going to be another protest tomorrow in central Tel Aviv, organized by women's rights groups, who are not willing to accept that. It's seen here as a threat on Israel's democracy, on the right of every person to live in this country.
Ruth Eglash, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. She's a correspondent with the Jerusalem Post, who just returned from those protests. You're on Radio National Summer Breakfast. More in a tick.